Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jared G. Martin. A few weeks ago, there were millions of people glued to their television watching the Super Bowl. They expected to see a great game and to be entertained. Well, I did a message that Sunday called The Greatest Game of Life. What if you come to the end of your life and you find out that you are losing your life eternally? Jesus Christ came that we can have eternal life. I want you to take some time and listen to this message today. Call your loved one or someone you know that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and invite them to listen to this message on the greatest game of life and see how God pre-planned that everyone who comes to Jesus Christ can cross the finish line for eternal life. Now come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's Word. How many glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time? Well, we're glad to have you with us, and we welcome you to the light of the world. And if you're a guest for the very first time, we welcome you this morning as we're celebrating Jesus Christ. Amen. The world is getting ready to, and at least in the U.S., is to have a big football game this evening. But I want to talk to you about the biggest game you will ever participate in, and that is the game of life. Are you ready to go into the Word of God? I'm going to ask you to give me just a few minutes. Grab a hold of your Bible, your phone, or whatever you have your Bible on, and repeat after me. Say, All scripture is God-breathed, and is useful for my teaching, for my correction, for my rebuking, for my training in righteousness, so that I may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Since January of 1967, there's been a football game to crown the champion of the Professional Football League. And that game is played in what we call the Super Bowl. Of the 32 teams in the NFL, only one will win the championship trophy. When the clock runs out of time and the last play is run, there are going to be 31 disappointed teams. You know, no matter how well your team did this year and how much you cheered for them, if they're not in this game and they don't win this game, they are a disappointment. After all the practices, all the games, all the coaching, all the injuries, all the pain, they'll find themselves on the outside looking in. For thousands of people, all their joy and all their hope is hanging on the outcome of that one event. But there's another event that is greater than any Super Bowl or any Olympic gold medal or any other championship for that matter. I'm talking about the event of our lives. And we are living a life, and one day we are going to have to face the fact of being judged on how we live this life. You are not going to stay around forever. Somebody said the only sure things in life is death and taxes. We're in tax season. And you're in death season as well. It's not a matter of if we're going to die. It's a matter of when and how. And when we begin our lives, we all have the hopes of a bright future and a wonderful life. And we're not thinking about when the time runs out. But there is a clock that's ticking. We're going to get a 2-minute warning. And then the clock is going to go to zero, and it's all over for us. So in the grand scheme of things, you just heard somebody talk about a knock at the door. He says, we play this game, but there's another life that we are living. And that life is governed by two forces. That's the forces of good and the forces of evil. God is the God of the good, and the devil is the devil of the evil. The bad news is that we are all born with a sin nature. The Bible tells us that we have all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. So sin is in our nature. That's why they don't have to teach us how to do things that are evil and wrong. You don't have to get lying lessons when you're small. You learn how to do that because lying is part of that sin nature. You don't take stealing lessons, although all of you have stole something. You never took the lessons to do that, or did you? You didn't have to take lessons on hitting somebody when they hit you. You just hit them back. You even see toddlers going around raising their hand up like they want to hit somebody. You never have to teach a dog how to bark or a cat how to meow because that's in their nature. And so sin is in our nature. And as we begin to live life, we try to do right. We try to do good. And we try to be a good person all that we can. But there's an enemy that while we're in this game of life, we try to move forward, but he's always tackling us to keep us from making a first down. We try to throw a pass, and then we got pass interference. Then he runs up on us, and we try to throw another pass, then he got roughing the passer. And then he comes with personal fouls. And then he get offsides. All kind of things to keep us from fulfilling the purpose that God has for our lives. Those of us who know the word of God, God spoke in Jeremiah. He says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans for hope, plans for a future, plans for a good life, an abundant life. The good news is that God has a plan. The bad news is the devil got a plan too. God understood what we would face and decided to arrange a way for every person to determine his eternal destination, whether it would be heaven or whether it would be hell. And God gave us a plan, and we call it his plan for our salvation. It is simple and is one of the most quoted scriptures in the whole Bible out of the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. And Jesus was teaching and talking to Nicodemus, and he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life. And this is the whole gospel in one verse. It revealed to us several things. It reveals salvation's cause. It reveals salvation's cost. It reveals salvation's condition. And it reveals salvation consequences. What is salvation? Salvation is synonymous with this word to save, to be delivered from, to be rescued from, to be brought out from danger or apprehension. So now I am saved. Someone gets saved from a burning building. He gets delivered from a burning building. He's had salvation from the fire. But I want to talk about salvation's cause, and it begins with, for God so loved the world. The motivating factor behind God's redemptive plan for every man and woman is his love for us. You know, God loved the world then, and if you look at the world now, you would think, why would God even love us now with all the things that are going on, with all the hate and the violence and the danger and the mischief and the things people are doing to one another? But God still loves the world. He not only loves the world, he loves us. We are the world. He's not talking about the geography of the world. He's talking about the people of the world. God says, that's my creation. God loves us. Somebody say, God loves us. God loves us when we are unlovely. God loves you when nobody else loves you. So if you're walking around saying, nobody loves me, I want you to know right now, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter what kind of shape you're in, what condition you're in, God loves you. See, God doesn't love you because of who you are. God loves you in spite of who you are. That's the God kind of love we're talking about. We're not talking about the kind of love that we have in our culture where people will walk up to you and say, I love you. And then what to expect? What do they expect after they say that? They expect you to say, I love you too. And if you don't say, I love you too, they'll stop loving you. And people will love you because you love them. But that's not God. God loves you in spite of who you are. Even if you don't love yourself, God loves you. And God's love, the Bible tells us in the book of 1 John, if you want to know who God is love. That was his motivation. God said, there's a people out there that don't know how to get beyond the control of the sin nature and the things that keep them bound up. But in my love, I have a plan for them. And that was salvation's cause, God's love. But salvation cost was that he gave his only son. It cost him his son. Our salvation, the forgiving of our sins, and the promise of the abundant and eternal life in Christ did not come without a cost. Freedom is never free. Somebody's going to have to pay. Somebody's going to have to pay. And most often, it costs blood to be free. That's why even nations that find their freedom, they pay the cost with revolutions and blood. People have to be free. If we in our culture had to be free to go vote and free to try to participate in this country, it cost the blood of our forefathers to do that. But the Bible said God demonstrated his own love towards us in this, that while we were yet sinners, while we were still sinning, while we were still God hate us, while we were still, while you were doing your own thing, while you were saying, it's my life, I gotta live my life like I want to. You can't tell me how to live my life. That's what we do. That's what I did. That's what you did. That's what you're doing. And some folks are still in church and they won't let God have control of their life. They said, this is my life. I want to run it. You know what sin is? Running your own life. And not let God have charge of your life. Because you're going to do things that your sin nature wants you to do. You're going to do things that your flesh wants you to do. You're going to satisfy your own natural desires when you're running your own life.
Thank you for joining us once again. And this is Jerry G. Martin. And we certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/TheLow, L-O-W, Humble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook, or you can follow us on Instagram at The Low Humble, T-H-E-L-O-W, Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms, and then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to the Light of the World. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through his divine power at the Light of the World. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore, the Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.